Thank you for listening for your five for today. I was looking recently at a book that I'd been given many years ago. This was a biography of the missionary Hudson Taylor, who spent most of the second half of the 19th century as a Christian missionary in China. In Hudson Taylor's day, some of the coastal regions of China were known to a few Westerners, but the interior, where Taylor spent much of his time, was completely unknown. He spent half a century there, helping people with his medical knowledge, preaching about Jesus Christ, and encouraging others to come and do a similar work. The mission society which he formed is still active to this day. But there were two points that struck me as I went back to this story. They seem insignificant, but they strike a particular chord at this time of year. The first one is the practice that Taylor adopted of wearing Chinese clothing. At that time, traditional Chinese dress and the practice of Chinese men to wear their hair in a long plait looked very strange to Western eyes. Taylor's adoption of this style of dress was regarded quite suspiciously by other missionaries. But he felt that if he was going to go and live and work among the Chinese and speak to them in their own language, he should also try to be as much like them as he could and share their lives. And you know, this reminded me of a verse in the Bible which we often quote around Christmas time. In the first chapter of John's Gospel, we read that the Word became flesh and lived among us. The Son of God, who lived eternally in heaven, became human and then lived the same kind of life that we live. He knew what it was to be hungry, thirsty, or tired. He felt the grief of standing and weeping at the grave of someone he loved. And he knew what it was to be rejected by people who should have accepted him. So whatever we pass through in life, we can reach out to God and know that he understands. He understands not just because he knows everything, but also because in the person of Christ, he's experienced the same kind of life that we experience. But Jesus didn't become a man just to experience our life. He did it in order that he could one day give up that life on the cross 33 years later. The Bible teaches us that when Jesus died, he suffered not only the cruelty of man, but also the punishment of God for all the wrongdoing, all the sin that the people of the world have committed. And that includes you and me. The Bible tells us that however respectable we might be, we've all come short of God's standard, so we all need God's forgiveness. And we can have that forgiveness if we come to God through his Son, Jesus, because he paid the price when he died on the cross. He then rose from the dead to show that his victory over sin and death was complete. And that's a victory that we can share if we have faith in him. I said that there were two points from the story of Hudson Taylor. The second is about two small scrolls that he wrote and hung on the wall of his little home in China. One scroll said, Ebenezer, and the other said, Jehovah Jireh. He wrote them in Chinese characters, but they're both Hebrew expressions taken from the Old Testament of the Bible. Ebenezer is a memorial which looks back and recognizes the help that God has given up to now. Jehovah Jireh looks forward. It means the Lord will provide, and it expresses confidence for the future based on faith in God. At the turn of the year, we often look back and think about the year that has passed, and we look forward at the same time and we wonder what the new year will bring. If we have faith in God, we can look back with thankfulness for his help through difficult times, and we can look forward with assurance that the same God will help us and be with us in the days to come. Thank you for listening, and God bless you in the coming year.